Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI.
One of the easier ones that I've done, I did this 3 years ago, is I just gave away Seth Godin's books. I spent $60, I bought my four favorite books, and I promoted it. You know, and we can talk about a little bit more checklist of promotion. That drove 1,000+ new email subscribers. So my recommendation is do software, do products.
So that's Noah Kagan from AppSumo, OK Dork. You've heard him on the show before if you've listened to the show before, but we are talking about online viral contests. That is contests that when a person enters, they can do things to gain more entries, and those things that they do to gain more entries will help spread that contest even more. I use this contest to grow my YouTube channel very recently, growing my email list to sometimes thousands per day during a contest, and even increasing the number of followers on my social media channels. And you can do all of these things at the same time using a tool called King Sumo. And this is a tool that Noah and his team created, and it's been around for a while. It used to be just a WordPress plugin only, something you'd have to pay for, but guess what? It is absolutely free to use now, and it's a web-based application, so you don't even need WordPress to run it. So we're going to talk all about running viral contests today. Now, do know that there are some legalities that you need to sort of make sure you are following, and you know, when you get the tool, there's some information there, but of course, this is my disclosure. Please consult with your own legal counsel or an attorney to help you through your particular situation. I will not be held liable, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But hey, this tool can help you grow your email list. It can help you gain more social media followers and even get more podcast subscribers, YouTube downloads, YouTube subscribers, YouTube views. Kind of awesome. And we're going to show you exactly how to use it. But first, let's cue the music.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later.
And now your host. He secretly wants to create a VR company that focuses on educational content. Pat Flynn.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you probably spend a lot of time sitting. Well, a standing desk can make a huge difference. It's actually a complete game changer. If you haven't tried one before, this offer from Uplift is for you. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. Over 1 million customers have chosen Uplift Desk. Innovative product designs, reasonable pricing, same-day shipping, free accessories with every desk. You can see why they're such a big hit. Standing while I work helps me get the creative juices flowing. Helps me focus and stay productive, and I'm way more alert when I'm standing. And Uplift is a great deal. An industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that, and they provide a state-of-the-art experience. They're stable, made of very solid materials, and there are over 100 desktop choices and customizations available. Go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFT desk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to session 320 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Excited today because like I said earlier, we're talking with Noah Kagan. And one thing that Noah always does every single time he comes on the show is he challenges you guys. The first time he was on the show, I think it was episode 58. I cannot recall off the top of my head, but we're jamming here. In that episode, he did something called the Starbucks Challenge, where he challenged you guys, the listeners, to, in terms of learning the ins and outs of online business. For those of you just starting out, one thing you need to learn is to how to get over the fear of asking for things. And so he challenged all of you to go to Starbucks and ask for a discount. Like literally just go and say, hey, you know, I'll have a latte and I'd like a discount. And 90% of the time people are going to say no, but actually we had a lot of people comment on that episode saying they actually got a discount for it too. But this kind of like anxiety that you get before you ask for something like that, which you know most of the time you're going to get a no, it really trains you to understand kind of like how to control those feelings and how to still do it anyway. Now, I'm just going to fill you in before we start with Noah here what the challenge is for this particular episode and what you're going to have to do, but also what you get. What you get is you get access to all my courses. Noah said that he's going to pay for 123 Affiliate Marketing, Smart From Scratch, and Power Up Podcasting. And we'll also include our upcoming Advanced Power Up Podcasting course that's coming out later this year along with that. You get all of those things. Noah and his team will pay for it. And you gain an entry into that particular giveaway by actually creating your own contest. And we'll tell you more details at the end of this. But Noah is going to go in and select his favorite contest and you're going to win all those things. And if anything, this should give you the kick in the butt you need to get this up and running, to start massively growing your email list and social following, anything else you want this tool to do for you that it allows you to do, you can do. So this is great and this will be fun. We're going to talk about all the ins and outs of running a contest and giveaway, such as, well, what do you give away? How long should the contest be? And all those kinds of things. So let me stop talking and let's just get right into the interview with Noah Kagan and the ins and outs of running an online viral contest. Check it out. Noah, what's up, man? Welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Pat Flynn.
I have to thank you because your tool, King Sumo, which we're going to dive into a little bit later, it is really what helped me get over the 100,000 YouTube subscriber mark, which I know you and I are kind of both diving into YouTube now. I didn't think it would help out this much, but it did. So thank you for this tool that is going to help everybody grow their email list. And it was fun. It was so much fun to use. So thank you for that.
I like how people have low expectations of what we do. So when it works, like, oh my God, it actually worked.
It did actually work. So for everybody listening who's like, what is King Sumo? You know, a lot of people know you from OK Dork and App Sumo. But what is King Sumo?
Yeah, so when we started AppSumo.com, our Groupon for geeks business, giveaways actually grew about 30% of our revenue, which was crazy. We didn't expect it. I actually got the idea, funny enough, from a women's magazine. I was reading this women's magazine. They had like a giveaway.
Which women's magazine is it?
They're actually at a business. It's a women's blog called Bloomspot.
Oh, okay.
And they had a giveaway for something, and we were like, what if we did it for like Dropbox? And so we built this giveaway. Chad, my partner, built it, and it just exploded. I think we got literally 200,000 subscribers in one day. And we were like, oh, this is pretty good. So then we did giveaways literally every week for the next 3 months. We did like Netflix. At AppSumo, we did like Netflix for life and Spotify for life. And we're still paying for them. You know, these people, they're still alive, which is great. And, you know, over some time we said, hey, these giveaways are actually really great to get new customers because they're viral. People join them and then they spread them to get more entries. And so that's when we released King Sumo a little over 4 years ago.
So, yeah, I mean, I got involved with that tool early, but I didn't really use it very much because I just didn't know how. And I used it for like some book giveaways and things like that. I don't know why I didn't use it more, but it was actually when I had this goal of getting 100,000 subscribers and was told by a number of people that, like, Pat, you should run a viral contest. And, like, I don't know how to run a viral contest. But then I was like, oh, King Sumo. I remember Noah's plugin. And I got involved with it, and I gave away – what did I give away? I gave away an hour call with me plus the ability to have, like, their website or brand featured in an upcoming YouTube video. And I remember when I launched this thing, I had like an additional, so I normally get like 180, 200 email subscribers a day. That day that I launched that and I sent an email out, I had like an additional brand new, like 1,200 emails on my email list because of this. And my YouTube subscribership grew like by 2,000 in one day. So I ran this contest for 30 days and, you know, I got to over 100,000 because of it. And it was a lot of fun. And the tool manages your plugins or your contests and your entries for you. And, you know, you might be like, Pat, is this an episode that you brought Noah on to just plug King Sumo? Yeah, kind of, because it works. And I just found this out right before the call. This app is now free to use, which wasn't always the case. Like, first of all, why go free now with this? It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, no, me neither. Me neither. I mean, with the Sumo Group, part of our company, so we have AppSumo, which we were mentioning, and then Sumo.com, which is our email marketing software. Those are kind of the two products that we focused on are like our core products. And this one has kind of been, you know, on the side, and I was like, wow, it's been working and no one's really paid attention to it. And so for this year and what we're experimenting with is like, let's just get this a product that people need to have in their businesses. Mm-hmm. And I think giveaways, everyone needs to do it. It's one of the things in your marketing stack, but I don't think it's a critical thing. I think it's a must thing that everyone should do. And so I'm trying to keep, we're working on the product to be like, how is it so that Pat every day is like, I need King Sumo. And that's something we can talk about at the end about how we're evolving. But in terms of free, it's like we're really looking at it as like, this is our beta. Let's get people using it. And we charge $8 a month if people want to remove our branding. And surprisingly, people are actually paying that. I'm like, no, you don't even have to pay. But they are. So more, I'm looking at it's an experiment this year, building out the product. And the next year, we'll probably add, you know, pro features and things of that sort to probably charge certain people for advanced stuff.
That's cool. I love it. And you're right. Like viral giveaways are just one component of the sort of marketing pie, I guess you could say. Like, in your eyes, I mean, you've been doing this for so long. Where does viral marketing fit in for, like a business? Like, how often should a person do it? You know, what else is more important, if anything?
Yeah, so viral giveaways for people that don't, they're like, what the hell is a viral giveaway? It's not a disease. what a viral giveaway is that, let's say, you know, you go to a raffle in a mall. I mean, you remember those, Pat? Well, it's like, hey, win this, like, car. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, you put in your name or information, but a viral giveaway online is once you enter a giveaway for a book, a physical product, consulting, a trip, whatever it is, then you can get more entries from sharing the giveaway. So from, you know, following Pat on YouTube, which you should do, from liking on Twitter or from sharing on Facebook or for getting other friends via email or texting or whatever it is you want to do. And that'll spread the giveaway and bring new people to your business.
Yeah, I mean, it's super smart, but it makes complete sense.
Yeah, I think people should do. I think your question was how often. What we found, so we started doing them weekly. The way we've looked at marketing is when I find something that works, I go crazy on it. And so we found these giveaways worked, and we did them weekly. And we looked at all the data after, you know, every week. All right, how are these customers looking? Because a lot of people I know, when they think like, giveaway people, they don't really care. They're just there for free stuff. And what we found is about 40 to 50% of the people who join your giveaway, new people, are high quality new potential customers. 50% are just kind of looking for a freebie. And that's part of the trade-off, but you're getting them so affordably that it makes it worth it. So we found that the ideal timing is about once a quarter. So every 3 months, you're running a giveaway. That's what I found is the sweet spot. Otherwise, you're kind of saturating and hitting the same people and just giving them free stuff, which you don't really need to.
Yeah, no, that's a good thought. I mean, that was one of the questions I had, was related to the prize that you give away. Like, what do you give away exactly? I know that, you know, some people say, you know, don't give away the iPad or the, you know, MacBook Pro or just the fancy, fun, trendy thing that's now. But you're saying that's actually okay. Is it better to give away something that's more related to your brand, or are you potentially missing out if you don't do that?
So we've tested that. We gave away iPads, we gave away iPhones, we gave away MacBooks. And generally that does not work out. So because what'll happen is it gets on like Reddit/r/giveaways, and you're just getting a bunch of people who don't give a crap about you. They just want something for free. Mm-hmm. So I'll give some recommendations on products you do. One, if you give it too narrow, actually, no one will join. So if you say, hey, this is Pat Flynn's pencil, it's like, well, maybe a lot of people want it, but it's just too narrow. Or people don't know who you are, because a lot of people might say, hey, I'm just starting out. I'm going to give away a free PDF and I'll make it a giveaway. And it's like, no one knows you, so it probably won't be that appealing. One of the easier ones that I've done, I did this 3 years ago, is I just gave away Seth Godin's books. I spent $60. I bought my four favorite books and I promoted it. You know, we can talk about a little bit more checklist of promotion. That drove 1,000 plus new email subscribers. So my recommendation is do software, do products, do consulting, something narrow, but someone who doesn't know you, but is your target customer would be interested. A second way that I highly recommend for a giveaway is don't put up any money yourself. So I've done some giveaways, Pat, that have worked really well where I just get partners. So I did a traveler giveaway where I hit up my favorite travel companies. So like Manal backpacks and a few other products that I just like Fin6 chargers. I just hit these guys up and I said, hey, can you guys give me one for free for this giveaway I'm going to do? And you don't have to pay anything. You just give away one of your products. And that was a way I had a giveaway that was like great products. And it actually really expanded my reach as well. Those companies. Then I said, hey, here's the giveaway. Do you mind putting it out on your social? So I think when people are doing giveaways, think about instead of just yourself, maybe you can create a bundle or get partners to help you create a promotion that can reach even more people.
Dude, that's huge. I love that. And of course, you've provided us the tool to make it easy to just set this up. That's what King Sumo can do. But to have a partner come on to give you the giveaway prize, that's super smart. I mean, that'd be a fun challenge. I think I could get involved with for sure.
Like even for you, Pat, like you have the different products that you're using in your studio and on your podcast and the software, like even your tools, like here's Pat Flynn's tools for running a podcast or the Lemetric clock and things you use for your YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And then that can be a giveaway, or you get those companies to give you the products. A lot of them, you'd be surprised if you just ask what you can get.
That's super smart. And speaking of contests, I mean, we talked right before we hit record about a contest that all of you who are listening right now can get involved with. I think we should talk about it now and then talk about it again afterwards, just kind of get people excited. Because once they're going to want to do this, they're going to want to learn how to do it right.
Yeah. A lot of times, I've always loved being a guest. I was shocked. Like when I was on SPI the first time, I was like, oh my God, Pat's got like fanatics. This is amazing. These people love Pat.
Well, they took your coffee challenge. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. The coffee challenge. And then we did start a business challenge. So for me, coming and speaking with you, I love, but I love even more is when your audience goes and does something for themselves. Yes. Like that to me is like my dream. I love when people do that. So the challenge is basically kind of an incentive to say, go do it. So what we were talking about, and here's what we're going to do. So from when this show goes out and goes live, for 2 weeks, we want you to start a giveaway. So go use kingsumo.com. It's free. You don't have to pay anything. Please don't. Just start it. Put it out. And then post your URL in the comments to this blog post. And it'll be in the show notes. So you just find the link and then post it. And what we're going to do is we're going to buy all of Pat's courses and a year King Sumo Pro for one person who we love the giveaway that they're running. So, Pat, you want to do a quick naming of all the products? It's like Power Up Podcast, and there's a few other ones.
Yeah, Power Up Podcasting, 123 Affiliate Marketing, Smart from Scratch. I will also throw in a year's subscription to Smart Podcast Player. And so that's, you know, out of the $1,400-ish, $1,500-ish, plus King Sumo.
And we're going to pay Pat for it, so it's real. but it's most importantly, like, go start something. I think what a lot of people do is they have, you have to have a marketing stack, so maybe ads, maybe content. I want people to try out a giveaway and see, you know, did it grow my email list? Also, you can get people to grow your YouTube or Instagram or Facebook following, whatever is important to you.
Quick question. Okay, somebody who's listening who's like, I'm in, I want to do this, but, you know, this isn't going to work because I have 10 followers. Viral needs people.
Yeah. So this will be in the show notes as well, but I'm going to go over 9.5 things that are free. Because especially if you're just starting out, I highly discourage people from spending money. Because you're starting out, you got to make money, and then you could spend it to make even more. So here's 10 that I would just that I was thinking about before our show started. So number one, you can post on all your social channels. So LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever other ones are out there. Everywhere. So post on your social channels. Everyone has 200 people on Facebook. Everyone has at least 200 people on LinkedIn. Number two, email. If you have any mailing list, email them. If you don't have a mailing list, go to your Gmail and look up people that you've sent emails to. Literally, just go to your send, like, oh, I've sent people. Three, update your email signature. So my email signature now, like, I'm trying to grow my YouTube channel. So my email signature is like, hey, go here on YouTube. So number three, update your email signature. Number four, add a badge to your website. So if you have a cooking blog or food blog or, you know, trailer blog or biking blog, I don't care. You can use sumo.com, which is free to start. to add a badge, or there's a bunch of other tools where you can custom code your own badge.
What is a badge exactly?
So a badge can be anything where you can have like a little pop-up or a little scroll box, or you just make a little badge on your site that says like, hey, we have a giveaway, or a, you know, hello bar or smart bar at the top of your site. That's like, hey, there's a giveaway for the next 4 days. Mm-hmm. So basically you have, think about what you, you know, the bigger concept is, what do you already have traffic on? Do you already have traffic to your social? Do you already have traffic to your website? And then put a little thing so that people can see it. Number five, grab your LinkedIn contacts. So don't spam people. I never want you to do that. But if you actually just search, and if we can put in the show notes, we'll try to. But you can basically put LinkedIn contacts. I mean, you can hear me typing. LinkedIn contacts export. So with LinkedIn, you can actually export every one of your contacts and then send them one email. I wouldn't spam them. I'd say, hey, I'm running a giveaway. And you can choose which ones. You don't have to send it to all. Hey, here's a giveaway I'm running. I'd like for you to join. So that, I think that's a really valuable one. Another one is text people on your phone. You have much more context than you realize. So look at who you've been texting and text them. Be like, hey, I'm running a giveaway. You should go join. I think number seven is post in Facebook groups. Facebook groups are super active. And I've actually done, I think, a giveaway about a year ago where I partnered with someone who was running a Facebook group to run their own giveaway in conjunction with me, in collaboration. Number nine or eight-ish, post on Reddit. So if you're targeting a certain type of people, if it's business, if it's gardening, if it's mountain biking, whatever it is, if it's nootropics, whatever you're doing, you can go on that subreddit and be like, hey guys, I'm doing this free giveaway. What do you guys think about it? Number 10?
Nine.
Make a YouTube video, right? I think a YouTube videos are pretty darn cool. There's people searching for it. And so you just make a giveaway about your video. So those are 10 things that are all 100% free. Pat, do you have any other ideas?
Yeah,
or anything that you did that worked for you?
Blog posts, podcasts. I love the idea of what you said about the Facebook groups. I think you can use the idea of doing it in collaboration with somebody, or somebody can throw in their product into the mix. And essentially you're just giving more exposure to them. But the Facebook groups thing, I mean, we teach in Power Up Podcasting to go and interview Facebook group owners or collect answers to one question. And then, you know, they love to promote anything that makes them look like they're more of an authority. So if you run a contest in conjunction with somebody, you know, maybe you have a knitting blog and you find a knitting group. I mean, there's knitting groups on Facebook with tens of thousands of people. You can say, hey, do you have any products or anything that you'd like me to include in this giveaway? We'd love to put, you know, send more people your way in a viral capacity. And then of course that person's going to be very likely to share that because their stuff's getting shown to their group. I think that's a fantastic idea.
I think one of the things that you really encourage, Pat, that I like is that you're way better than that. I mean, I think you're more about, you're really great. Like, let me go help a bunch of people and then let me ask for something. And so I do want to just caveat that when people are like, I want to run a giveaway. Don't just go into Facebook or Reddit or any of these places and be like, hey, here's the thing. If you have no relationship with these groups. So if you're just starting out, what I'd highly encourage is go look for Slack groups, look for Facebook groups, look for communities to be a part of and go help others to build a relationship and build who you are and your, you know, connection with them before you just start posting something for yourself.
I also know that using the tool, you can mid-contest add new things that people can do to sort of make the contest spread even more. Like, for example, when my contest was running, and I kind of forgot that you could do this, but then remembered. So then I added it in later and it actually gave me a nice little bump. It was that you can add, or here's what I did. Mid-contest, I was like, oh, I can get more people to get more entries and share things and help me and join my YouTube subscription by having them watch YouTube videos. And so I started to add in, okay, you get 5 entries if you watch this YouTube video here. And you can actually put a link to the YouTube video and they watch it on the King Sumo page that is provided to you, which helps for a number of reasons. Number one, you know, they're getting more of your content and they're going to watch all the way through to gain that entry. But that also tells YouTube, hey, a person is watching your video all the way through. So it helps with watch time, which helps all of your videos. But then, of course, people are getting more entries and then, you know, they're like, oh, I forgot to, you know, subscribe on YouTube and I forgot to go on Instagram and get more entries. And, you know, I'll reshare this because I want more entries, because you can get more entries by just simply sharing the special URL that King Sumo can give you. So I saw a nice bump sort of a mid-contest. Are there any things that you have done or recommend doing mid-contest? So it's not like just a setup and kind of let run free. I think you can kind of push it along.
Yeah, one thing that we literally added, I think we added it last week. We added mid-email, and normally when you run a giveaway, you have to do this all manually. So mid-contest, and then the day before the contest, we do emails to remind people to say, hey, here are the actions that you haven't done that'll get you more entries. Ooh. So we send automatic email reminders. So it's like, hey, it's the last day. Make sure you go like watch Pat's video or go follow him on YouTube, and you can get extra entries to the giveaway. So we found, you know, obviously it's like letting them know to come back and do that is very, very helpful.
Any other tips for like if you have... So we talked about like ways to promote the contest for free. What about if you do have a small brand and, you know, an email list of 1,000 or 2,000, how do you best set things up to really out of the gate gain some momentum?
So to me, number one has been email, right? So a lot of people, if they don't have an email list, go start one. You know, I know Pat, you recommend ConvertKit.
Yep.
Sumo is a great way to collect emails, but just start an email list. You know, MailChimp is free for your first, I don't know, a few thousand. Email is a great one. Secondly, ads are actually really powerful. So you can do retargeting. So if someone's come to your giveaway, you can say retargeting for the giveaway itself or other things as well. If you're giving away a certain product, let's say you're giving away, I'm trying to think of something specific, like a software product, like, hey, I'm giving away MailChimp for free for a year. Mm-hmm. Or maybe if you're a realtor, hey, I'm going to give away Contactually. You can actually then target their people. Be like, hey, if you want it free for a year, come join this giveaway. And then that's a way for them to be exposed to your brand by kind of partnering or leveraging another brand if you want to be spending some money. As well as if you can't get products that other people are buying, I mean, frankly, if you get the cooler the giveaway towards your target audience, the probably more people that'll spread it. For me, the way I've done giveaways, I'm like, is this something that I'd actually, if someone sent it to me, that I'd really want to enter? And if it's not, I'm like, all right, well, how do I make it that way?
I was just thinking for people just starting out, this could be a great way to really surge the initial size of their subscription. Because, I mean, you often want to offer an incentive, right, to get people to subscribe. I mean, what better incentive than a contest that ends that gets you to share your contest and have more people come in? I think if you timed a giveaway on King Sumo with the launch of a new part of your brand or your brand itself, I mean, that could be a nice way to kind of coordinate things together to sort of give you even a bigger boost when you launch something.
Yeah, we've seen that recently. It's weird, but the people, one vertical of people that have really liked giveaways is authors. Mm-hmm. You know, you're an author, Ryan Holiday, my buddy Shane Snow has got a book coming out. So when they're launching their book, this is a part of the promotion. It's like one of the checklist items, which is, hey, we're going to give, like Ryan gave away 59 of his favorite books. And Shane So is going to do some crazy giveaway. And we've seen a lot of authors do it because they have books that are digital and people want that. And so that's a way that as they're launching, Ryan had his book Conspiracy come out. And so it's like, oh, hey, as part of the giveaway, go check out my new book as well to get extra entries.
Ah, okay. So using the contest as almost part of a funnel.
Yeah, it's one component. If you're doing a book launch, you're like, all right, well, I'm going to email my mailing list and I'm going to get on these other shows and I'm going to do this stuff and I'm going to run a giveaway that's, you know, hey, come have lunch with me, or hey, we'll do a call, or hey, I'll give you free books, or whatever it is. Seems like something we're like, oh, this is interesting. We've seen some people like you do it with YouTube. Some people are doing it on their Instagrams. But I'm surprised at the author vertical. That's definitely one that's starting to take off for us.
No, that's really cool. And you talked about, you know, Instagram, and I, you know, for me, YouTube, you might be like, well, how do you run a contest and kind of focus people there? Well, really what's cool is you can manually set how many entries people get based on whatever action you want them to do. So, you know, I had like, you get one entry for, you know, following me on Instagram. And I did see a huge surge in Instagram followings as a result because, you know, people want to, you know, get more entries. One entry if you're following me on Twitter, and then 10 entries for YouTube. And that's, you know, people are obviously, if they're going to want to share, they're going to want to also follow me on YouTube because they're going to get 10 more entries to do that. And that was really cool. So, all right, let's talk about like, let's just walk people through, since likely people are fired up now and they're going to do this. Remember, you have 2 weeks from the date that this episode is published to get a contest up and running. Just getting it up and running. You can run it. Actually, that's another question. How long should a contest be run for? Mine was 30 days, which was quite long.
Yeah.
I think you said like Ryan Holiday's was like maybe 2 weeks or so.
Funny. It's similar with AppSumo. When we did our first AppSumo deals 8 years ago, we did them for 2 weeks And people literally only bought the first day and the last day. It was just, and then one of my friends is like, well, why don't you just run deals for 2 days only then? I was like, that's a great idea. It's kind of a similar thought. I would say 2 weeks is probably the longest you want to be going.
Okay.
Because people are kind of forget about it. Everyone's got their own priorities. So yeah. I'd say 2 weeks is the longer one. One thing I want to say, just because I think there probably are some people out there like, I don't want to run a giveaway and I don't want, it's going to be a lot of bad customers. So I just do want to highlight a few other things. Like what I've done with like my personal and with our company is we make people double opt in to the email list so that they actually are like, hey, who is this person? Whose emails am I getting? Who am I connecting with? So they know who Pat Flynn is or Kid Dork or whatever property you have. And then secondly is what I do. I sent an email today. Anyone who doesn't open or click my emails, I don't email them after 3 months. So in MailChimp, and I think a lot of other services, you can do this where you can say, if you haven't opened or clicked any of my emails in this amount of time, you can segment them out automatically. And so those are the ways to make sure that you're only really getting high quality people after a potential giveaway.
I like that. Very cool. Can you walk us through, just for everybody who's about to do this, how to do it?
Yeah, so I'll do it here. Let me just go to the site. So it's kingsumo.com. You enter your email. So I'm going to put ilovepat@okdork.com. For your giveaway, so then it just says create your first giveaway. It's pretty easy just decide what you want to do. I always like books. I think books are an easy one. Second one is software. So what's a software product that a lot of people are buying? Our third, like e-commerce businesses, you already have great products. Like if it's a Manal backpack, my friend, I don't know if you've drinking Super Coffee Pat. Those guys are awesome.
No, what's Super
something
Coffee?
Targeted. Have you tried it?
No, is this like bulletproof coffee?
Yeah, it's bulletproof without all the butter.
Oh, well, then it's not bulletproof then.
No, it's not. I don't think we can trademark bulletproof. It's basically coffee with a bunch of protein. So there's these guys that were on Shark Tank. And they just were on Shark Tank. And they said, hey, we wanted coffee with protein and something good in the morning. And that's pretty much all I drink in the morning now.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I'll give them to send you a case.
Yeah, I should tell them to run a giveaway. I'll sign up for it.
Okay, I will mention that to them as well. But so let's just say super coffee. I want to give that away. So, I'm going to give away 36 bottles. Actually, I'll do it here. So I'll run this giveaway, Pat, literally, and I'll get them to give it away. So 36 bottles of super coffee, write a description. This is the tastiest stuff you'll ever get. So I'm going to run it today. This is legit. I'll run this today myself. And I'm going to run it for a week. Or I don't know when this is coming out, but I'll put it out on social so that people we can link back to it. There'll be one winner. Time zone is going to be in Central. Who's running it? I'm running it. Okay, dork.com.
So this will be up and done by the time people listen to this, and you can kind of see the results.
Yeah, and so what am I giving away? I'm giving 36 bottles of super coffee. I think it's worth around $36, actually. Or no, maybe it's $45. I can update the price. And then you add your image. So basically, who's running the giveaway? What are you giving away? The prize image. So I'll add a prize image. And then you could choose which sharing options. So when someone joins your giveaway, after they join it, do you want them to share it on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, or email? At the end of the day, it's really like, where is your audience? So is your audience, where do you want these people to go share? Is it more business people? Is it more, I don't know, Pinterest audience? I would say like more female, Twitter, more news people, and so forth. Then there's the bonus entry section. So this is, Pat, this sounds like where you had a lot of success. The bonus entries is that they get entries for sharing it, but they also get entries for taking extra action. So it could be a Facebook like, Instagram follow, Twitter follow, YouTube, podcast subscribe.
Even podcast?
Yeah. We don't have confirmation on it yet, but it's like, hey, go subscribe to the podcast. Right now it's on the honor system.
But
okay. It's something that we're
still YouTube working. One is API based.
Yes. The YouTube one, make sure that they do check it. The other one that I think is really interesting is daily entries. That's kind of one we just launched. Where it's like they come back every day, and as long as they come back in every day, they hit confirm on the daily entry button, they get extra entries, and then it probably incentivizes them to go do other things.
Cool.
So I will put daily entries just to start, and then you could choose how many entries they get for it. So just say, let's just say two. I'm going to hit save on this. Then you finish registration. And now it's done. So that took us, I think, about a minute, give or take.
Yeah,
and
so, if I didn't interrupt you, sorry.
Pat, you are so rude. so rude. No, and so now it's free. And so basically, then we give you a promo page. It's like, how do you want to get this out to the world? Do you want to have, here's a way that you can embed it on your site. So that's something we were talking about. You can embed it, tweet it, Facebook, post a link. I mean, Pat, I've been doing online business 15 years ish. No, 18 years. What year are we in? 2018? Jeez. 18 years in email to me is still the king and queen. So we also give you email templates to just copy and paste into whatever email provider or to Gmail. And then you just promote it. And so go put it out to the world. You know, we gave you 10 things earlier. And then we also have things built in here for you to go do. And it's live right now.
That's insane. That's so cool. So we'll put a link to that contest in the show notes. You'll see it already finished and see what it did. But, dude, this is sweet. Okay, so people who are interested, go to kingsumo.com. You can sign up for a free account. And we'll have a list of all these tactics and the checklist and everything on SPI or in the show notes link as well. So sweet, dude. Okay. Now,
I just sent you the link. So it's live.
Okay. Let me check it out.
You can maybe win.
Awesome. Okay. I'll definitely check that out. Sick, man. Dude, that's so much easier than, like, man, you guys are improving this so much. Actually, I do want to get into, because people love you here, kind of what you've been up to, what you're excited about. But King Sumo, really quick, like, what else is planned for this thing?
Yeah, so, on my tombstone, Pat, I think I don't want it to be like, Noah Kagan did giveaways. Like, I think about that. I don't know if the other people think it that way, but I'm like, that's not what I want. What I think about is, how do you create businesses that people need? And people don't need giveaways. It's a nice to have. It helps you grow your business, helps accelerate your YouTube channel, whatever thing you're trying to grow. But what's the bottom of King Sumo, right? So what does King Sumo actually do if you think about it? King Sumo brings people new customers. That's really the purpose. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, well, that's interesting. So people want new customers. So, all right, maybe who cares about giveaways? What if we made King Sumo more about how does King Sumo become more of a referral engine? So, because think about it, Pat, you or a lot of the listeners, they maybe have an email list, they maybe have a website, they maybe have existing customers, and myself included, I'm always thinking about the next new thing. What's the next new channel? What's the next new podcast? What's the next new thing? When in reality, we actually have a lot more visitors, email list people, and customers already. And so how do we use the mechanics of virality to incentivize or encourage people who are your existing customers to bring on new customers? I don't have the answer yet. I do think the answer is referrals. So how do we make King Sumo a referral engine? So Pat, you plug it into your email list, or you plug it into your website or your social, and it encourages your current people to bring on new people on a daily basis. Mm. And I think that's what the problem with a lot of businesses is, that we create these things that people are like, yeah, it's nice to have. And what we have to keep moving towards is, like, it's critical for other people's success.
Yeah, but I mean, I could see King Sumo and contest being definitely a part of a strategy that people have every year for growth and exposure and part of a launch. You know, I plan on doing a contest every quarter now, just because
that's
A, it's super easy, but B, I mean, I got such good results in Q1 with the YouTube push. I will probably continue to push YouTube as a sort of qualifier for more entries for sure. But, you know, I didn't want to give away more of my time, which is what I did for the first one. But you've given me so many more ideas of things that I can give away. And, you know, you're right. It doesn't take much to get people to move and share.
I mean, I think if I were, and one, you're just too awesome. I really appreciate you recommending this and having me on. I think for you, Pat, like, you have a lot of friends that have created companies. I mean, frankly, if I were you, I'd just be like, hey, can you give me a year of your product for free? And then they get free exposure. You know, they get links on the giveaway and exposure in your promotion. And then you get a lot of people finding out about you. So that might be something I would recommend for you or anybody else out there. I think the partner approach, I did it with traveling. I did another one. I can't recall it right now, but the travel one was a good one. I just hit up companies that I like for that I do for traveling.
Yeah, that's sweet. Basically take, okay, well, what do I want? Now I'm going to give it away for free, but probably get a free one as a result.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, dude, I think people's gears are spinning right now. Go run that contest, kingsumo.com, sign up for free. And 2 weeks after this episode goes live, you'll leave a comment with a link, like literally in the comment section, put a link to your contest. Noah and I will come back after 2 weeks and together kind of go through them and pick our favorite one. It's not going to be selected based on who gets the most entries. It's not fair, but just who has the most interesting and maybe creative one and just the one that we like. And I think the most important thing is just like Noah said, coming on, he just wanted to make sure that you just take action, and you're going to see how easy this is to do, but also what it can do for your brand. And I would imagine, Noah, that, you know, a year from now, some people are going to come up to me at a conference and be like, Pat, I remember that episode you did with Noah, like that contest that I ran because of that, like changed everything for me, because, you know, I've now since, you know, grown my email list, right? Finally did something that was easy. And so, you know, I'm just going to thank you now for all of the people who are going to thank me later for having you on here. So thank you for that.
Dude, Pat, I super appreciate it. I want people to go take action today. Literally, we did it in a minute. Maybe if you want to take an hour or less, we'll give you passings, but also it'll just help your own business and your own stuff grow.
That's awesome, man. Before you go, like, how are things with you and OK Dork and, you know, your YouTube channel? Everybody should go check you out on YouTube. You did this amazing video. We did a little collab together. And dude, I'm getting a lot of people coming my way as a result of that video. I'll put a link and we'll embed that in the show notes too. But I really like the style of that. I remember seeing one of those videos from you a while back and I was like, that's so cool. And then it was cool to see myself being featured in one of them. You kind of take a person who's doing something awesome and you kind of almost kind of create a mini documentary about them. It's super cool.
Yeah. I mean, YouTube, it's a weird world, man. It's a new world for me, and I don't default to making videos. I was thinking about that this weekend. I really default to just writing, even though it's not that I love myself that much, but I like seeing, I think I'm a good speaker. I like speaking, but making videos is not my default. So it's definitely, I have a partner, Brandon, who I work with to make a lot of these videos. And we experimented over the past 18 months with so many different types of videos, like me giving inspirational ones or giving tactical ones, like how to use Gmail. And what was really interesting is when we did these kind of documentary ones for people that we just liked and people that were already on YouTube, it worked really well. So the first one was this guy who named Nick Bear. And we put out this video, it was like 40,000 views in a week. Because we basically are drifting off his popularity. We made a great documentary about him, and then people who want to learn more about him, go check out our videos. So that's definitely something that we've done. And then recently, with YouTube, which has been interesting, I've been experimenting more with kind of, you know what guest posting was for blogs? I don't think there's been a lot of guest posting for videos.
Yeah, even for podcasting. I mean, it happens, but not actively, hey, I'm going to grow my brand by being on another show, unless there's like a launch or something, but just for general growth of a podcast or brand. Yeah, it doesn't have much in podcasting either, and I would say it's even less on YouTube because it's harder.
Yeah, no, it's challenging too, but it is challenging because, you know, you have to find the right person, they have the right voice and all these things. And so what we're doing is experimenting with that as a way of growth, where, you know, I can only create so much content a week, and, you know, I've only learned so many things, but there's all these other people out there like yourself, Jeff Rose and Tom Bilyeu, a lot of these other people who I'm like, I love their messages, I love what they're sharing. What if they could create content, which means I do less, and hopefully my audience also, and we edit it, so ideally my audience would like what we're promoting. So yeah, that's what's up in YouTube world. Podcasts, I'm kind of just doing it once a month, using it as a way of meeting cool people. I think I'm sure you know that too.
Yeah.
And then the Sumo group. Yeah. We have AppSumo just doing deals, awesome deals. And then Sumo.com, where, focusing more on e-commerce businesses. So really email marketing for e-commerce companies is where, Chad and that team have been focused on.
Nice. Are you still doing a lot of speaking?
I haven't done any, man. I've actually been kind of recluse.
Any particular reason why?
Let me think. I think part of it is the travel. Mm-hmm. I think part of it is what's the ego or what's the point of doing speaking, right? I think sometimes people miss, like, what's my objective? And right now I'm kind of in an exploratory phase with work. You know, I'm doing King Sumo. That's what I'm focused on. And then I have my podcast and YouTube. So it's not like I have any incentive to go speak. I've been to most of the places I want to go. And a lot of times it's like you go speak, there's like 200 people. So it's great. But, you know, on YouTube or podcasts, you can put out content and reach that in the same day.
Yeah.
So I think lately it's more just time. It's like, all right, well, it takes 2 days to fly anywhere. Plus I have to come up with the speech. So it's just easier to kind of focus on things at home.
Yeah.
What do you think of, how's your speaking going? Or what are you thinking about that?
I mean, I'm still doing it. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. I'm even more selective on where I go more than ever. I'm fortunate that I live in San Diego, where a lot of conferences happen anyway. So, you know, when Traffic and Conversion comes to town or Social Media Marketing World, I always go to those. Keynoting Podcast Movement this year and a couple other podcasting events too. I'm doing a travel event with Matt Kepnes,
The Austin one?
Yeah, the Austin. So I'll be in Austin later. I think in September or sometime around then.
I think that's why you're like, I love speaking as long as it's in San Diego.
Yeah. Well, that's the main thing. I mean, otherwise I'd probably just only speak 4 times a year or 5 times a year. You know, I got the young kids. I don't want to be away from home. And every time I go away, you know, it adds additional stress onto my wife, April, and she's already working so hard to, you know, make them the best little humans as possible. So, you know, I try to give her as many days off as possible, but when I go and speak, it's like, you know, overtime for her. So, but yeah, man, like I love speaking. It's one of my favorite things. I feel like it's performing. It brings back the same feelings that I had when I was like in marching band at Cal, which you also went to, Go Bears. You know, working hard on something, preparing for it, and rehearsing so much that when you are there on stage or on the field, you know, you're just an autopilot, and then people cheer afterwards, hopefully. And then your team.
No, I feel you on that, man. I think it's, you know, there's a book. Have you ever read Power of Full Engagement?
No. Who wrote that one?
I don't remember the author's name, but I love these books that like we haven't, you know, you don't generally hear about on the mainstream as much. Mm-hmm. But to your point with the speaking, what we have to do and what this book recommends, and I still stick with it to this day, is about going towards the thing that gives you energy. Mm-hmm. They focus on like, don't worry about how much time you have. Worry about like what things are giving you energy or taking away energy. And it was an interesting way to kind of like explore like what things am I doing in work specifically that I want to do more of. So for you that you're doing speaking, it's like, yeah, go for that and figure out how to make that work with your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm like, that's not giving me energy right now. Like King Sumo is, and the YouTube and podcast stuff is, and working with people one-on-one is. And so that's actually like what I'm spending more time on. I'm like, all right, that's where I want to be. Or even like lately I've been doing charity stuff, which is new to me. I know it sounds weird, but I just haven't done a lot of it in my life. And lately I've been doing it. And I'm like, man, this is fun.
Talk about that. Like what charities are you supporting right now?
Well, two things around charity that I've done is just kind of helping certain entrepreneurs just one-on-one, like not looking for money. I'm not looking to make any consulting or coaching. Just like, hey, I like your business. I want to help you grow.
That's cool.
So I've been, I'll probably do a little bit more of that. I really like it. And the second one, Bo Jackson, you remember him from our youth?
Yeah, I saw a picture of you on Instagram or something, like interviewing
him. So, you know, my dad passed away and his name was Bo, and he was like, you know, he loved Bo Jackson and I love Bo Jackson. And so in the beginning of the year, I create a bucket list, and my bucket list was like, I want to meet Bo Jackson this year. And so it was interesting because I reached out to him and I found that he had a charity. It's called Bo Bikes Bama, which is a Alabama relief fund for the tornado victims. And I said, hey, can I get Bo on my show to help him raise money for his charity? And they said, no. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, and then I just decided, well, I'm just going to raise money for the charity anyways. And so I actually it was the most fun I've had this whole year. I basically put together like a launch for the charity. So I created t-shirts, I created a deck of cards cause I'm learning magic. I created one super tier prize, which was I'm flying one person out to Mexico City with me to have tacos. So we're flying to Mexico City for the day. And so I created these tiers and we did this big launch and we ended up raising over $30,000 for his charity, and it felt great. It just feels good to help others. I know it's some people like, obviously, no. I'm like, I know, but maybe, I don't know. I just haven't been as direct with that. And it was great. So we did that. And, you know, now I'm giving the prizes. And fortunately, when I was doing this charity launch, someone from Bo's team was like, hey, do you want to come actually do this interview with him? I was like,
It worked out, dude. That's sweet. Congratulations on that. That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's, I think it's, you know, you've heard Gary Vee punch. Was it give, take?
Or jab,
I
don't jab, know. Jab, right hook.
Yeah, or, you know, give and take with Adam Grant. And you, I feel like you live that. And for me, sometimes I think all of us, we just want things right away and it's all about us. And so I'm starting to, you know, I love this idea. It's like, just really go help out others, give them stuff. And then generally good stuff comes back. So it's a great experience. And now I'm thinking about doing my own charity ride, maybe with like the Andy Roddick Foundation or something like that, local in Austin.
Dude, I love that. And you're living it too, man. I mean, King Sumo was an app that, you know, you had to pay hundreds of dollars for before. And you're like, nope, I'm just going to give it away for free and make it easy for people. So you're going to help out. And, you know, people are going to give back to you because of that. And that's why I want to give back to you. That's why I invited you on the show to talk about this, because I know it's going to help more people. And, you know, hopefully as a result of this, people can help you out with your charity work that you're about to do, or, you know, subscribe to your YouTube channel, which everybody should. And, you know, it just the more you give, the more you get back. I mean, that's honestly... I mean, I teach that to my kids. What you give the world gives back to you.
You know, it's interesting because you're so right. But sometimes I think in our day to day, in our just how we live, we just want things so fast. And we just want it right now for ourselves that we kind of forget about the other people. And then it's these moments where you do it and you're like, oh my God, I get it. So it's a good reminder.
I love that, man. Dude, I'm so thankful you came on today and are doing this contest. And remember, if you run a giveaway now by going to kingsumo.com and post a link to your new contest, Noah and I will come back in 2 weeks, check out and figure out who our favorite is. And then we'll email you and we'll announce the contest winner on the show notes page as well. So I'll drop the link here in the audio in just a moment for you in terms of where you can go and do that. But 2 weeks, sign up. You get access to all my courses and stuff. Thank you again for that. Noah, I didn't even know you were going to do that. And go follow Noah. So where are all the places? Where should they go besides King Sumo right now?
Yeah, the two other, we have a fourth product, and I don't want it to feel neglected. So AppSumo for daily deals for small business owners. Sumo.com if you're an e-commerce store and you want to grow your email list. We have this new product that Chris and Eamon are running called Briefcase, which is basically the Netflix for software. So if you're a small business owner and you don't want to buy all these tools everywhere because there's so many darn SaaS tools out there, $50 a month, you get all the tools you need. Those are the four businesses along with King Sumo. And then for me, I do a podcast once a month, Noah Kagan Presents, or on YouTube, Noah Kagan.
So we will have all the links in the show notes. Man, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for coming on and providing a ton of value as you always do and kind of for challenging us too.
Thanks, Pat.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Noah Kagan. And really funny, the day after I recorded that episode, and you know, I do these in batches. So this was recorded, I'd say a few weeks prior to this, maybe even over a month ago. I set up my own contest for a YouTube video that came out and I gave away a bunch of books, and man, like this stuff works, guys. So looking forward to seeing your contest. Kingsumo.com is where you go. Set up that contest for free and then leave a link to your contest in the show notes at smartpassiveincome.com/session320. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/session320. And again, make sure you subscribe to Noah's podcast, Noah Kagan Presents, and also follow him on YouTube at Noah Kagan. Guys, thank you so much for listening and I appreciate it. I also want to give a big shout out to, as you all know, we always talk about the amazing tools that we use, not only things like King Sumo, but I'm also a big fan of Teachable. That's what I'm using and what I've used over the past year and a half to help me build online courses. I love Teachable. You know, there's a lot of other solutions that are, you know, fairly similar, but you know, from an insider perspective, I'm an advisor for the company. I'm also an affiliate for it as well. They have a lot of amazing things coming out that are going to help us course creators better serve our students, and they're doing stuff to better serve us as course creators as well. Just anything from the upsell capabilities to the certificates and like all this stuff that's happening that we've all requested, and they are taking action because they love helping course creators and they love helping our students succeed, and that's what they're there for. That's why I love them. That's why I want to be an advisor for them, and that's why I recommend you check them out. So if you are thinking about creating an online course and you need a platform that's super easy to drag and drop, basically just it's all there ready for you, and your content, your video content, your text content, your audio content, your worksheets, all the things, all you have to do is go to teachable.com/pat. Again, one more time, that's teachable.com/pat. You'll get hooked up with some free goodies there as well. So, hey, Teachable, you're awesome. Thank you so much. And for all of you listening, I appreciate you. And I'm looking forward to serving you in next week's episode. We got a lot of great stuff coming. So make sure if you haven't yet subscribed, click that subscribe button on your app or device or wherever you're listening to this right now. And I'm looking forward to hanging out with you again next week. Until then, keep crushing it. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Entrepreneurs, what is the smart way to save when your growing business takes you on the road? Whether you're going to events or conventions or you're speaking somewhere, no matter what it is, you need to sign up for a free membership with Hertz Business Rewards. Yep, Hertz Rental Car created a program to help small and mid-sized businesses save money. Work trips, client meetings, industry conferences. With Hertz Business Rewards, you save at least 20% every time you rent a car. And you'll save on more than just the daily rate. Members earn credits redeemable
record free rental days, and it's also free to add an additional driver if any additional coworkers come along. And for those Gen Z entrepreneurs out there, no young renter fees. Plus, sign up for Hertz Business Rewards today and earn 3x credit during your first 90 days. These benefits add up to big savings that stack more dollars in your wallet. Join for free at hertz.com/business rewards. Applies to base rate, taxes, fees, and options excluded. Additional terms and exclusions apply. Visit hertz.com/business rewards to learn more. Hey, have you ever wondered what makes the difference between a 1 and a 5-star review? Well, turn into Behind the Review, a phenomenal podcast from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Each week, Yelp's small business expert, Emily Wojcikovic, features a different conversation with a different reviewer or business owner to find out what was really going on, as the title suggests, behind the review. Recently, for example, Emily featured an episode about Aldea Country Eatery, the number 5 spot in the world on Yelp's top 100 places to eat. Emily interviews a wide variety of customers and business owners from a wide variety of industries, tabletop gaming companies, fitness industry, you name it. This is a really fascinating peek into what makes a great customer experience for any business, and you won't want to miss out. So listen to Behind the Review right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.